Welcome back, everybody, to I Just Had a Terrible Thought.
The only show on the internet.
That's the one. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
Hey, Orion, how are you
good.
This week?
How good. Are you, Kyle?
I'm also good as well. Orion, you remember I talked about I'm being garnished?
Mm-hmm.
Which means that my wages are being forcefully taken from me to pay a debt, an old credit card debt. And I'm being garnished 25% of my pay. And I just last week got my first check that reflects that.
Yeah.
It's a big hit. I mean, I know what 25% means, but shit.
Yeah. I looked into how much I was being garnished way back.
Yeah.
And I had been garnished 30%.
And
I thought it was a lot less, but it was more.
Wow.
And it hurt.
Now, the reason I bring it up this time is not just to reiterate that my current financial situation sucks, but because I was wondering, do you remember for how long you were garnished?
Shit, man. Like, I think by the same company, I was garnished for like 6 months, then it stopped for like a week or two, then it picked up for another 6 months. It was always in 6 month periods.
Okay. See, the reason I was asking is because I was re-examining the paperwork I got on the subject, and it says that this writ expires in June.
Mm, yeah.
And I was like, wait, that can't be right. They're going to stop in June? They're going to get like nothing.
Awesome.
No, that's not how it
works. So they're going to, I was wondering, so they're probably going to stop and then
for
have
like
to
a
like
week.
Renew it.
Yep.
And then, okay. So the only way it actually stops there is if I get super fucking lucky and they're like, forget. They're like, oh, what were we doing? I don't know.
I had the same confused look when that happened to me. I'm like, wait a minute. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
All they can get from me?
Ah! That would be so awesome, though, if they just somehow forgot and just didn't renew.
Yeah.
I win.
Oh, God. I went to court because of that shit.
Yeah.
Because they garnished me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't look at paperwork because I'm an idiot.
Right.
And then they went to garnish me again.
And you're like, I've already been garnished.
And I go down to the courthouse, file like a rebuttal, you know, like a complaint.
Yeah.
I have to show up. And I show up in court and I stand up and I tell the judge what's up. I'm like, in a professional way, I say, this is bullshit.
Uh-huh.
And, in about 10 seconds, he explains what's going on, and I go, oh, my bad.
Sorry.
Gotcha. All right.
Did you have to pay any court costs for that?
No.
Well,
I think
that's
I was good.
At least.
Yeah. But it's one of those situations. I don't know.
Right.
Nobody
right.
told me.
Yeah. Nobody mentioned to me when I got this paperwork that, oh, it'll expire.
Yeah.
But then they'll just renew it.
It's one thing to walk into.
Why does it expire then?
I don't know. But yeah, it's one thing to walk into a place and you don't know what to do and you feel like an ass. But when you go to court and you get called up and there's tons of people there and there's lawyers and shit in suits and I get up there on a microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, I was shitting balls.
They want to take my money, but they already took my money.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr.
So
Brower.
Whoever was typing was like.
Yeah. Yeah, they did already take your money. But did you pay any attention to how much they took? Because it wasn't all of it. they have more to take.
Oh, good times.
Okay. Do you know how long you were garnished overall?
Overall, like a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid. It hurt.
Damn it.
And that was over a debt I believe was less than yours, which is silly.
Yeah, well, I guess life will go on.
Yeah, it does suck, though. I feel you.
Well, now that we got that figured out,
there
was another thing that I kind of wanted to talk about that's completely silly. But remember last week when I was confessing my love for Detective Beckett on ABC's Castle?
Yeah.
And you had no interest whatsoever.
I remember.
Well, I don't really want to talk more about Beckett because it hurts my feelings that you don't care. But I spend a lot of time alone at my computer, and as a result, when I find an actor or an actress that I like, I tend to look them up and see what else they've been in.
Yeah.
And so I did, and I was watching YouTube videos, and the actress who plays the lovely Detective Kate Beckett appears to have had a nose job. And
she was even uglier before.
Oh, God. Mean. No, see, here's the thing. I like her new nose better,
Okay.
but I still think she was pretty even then. But the reason I bring this up is because I haven't thought that much about plastic surgery because it's never been an issue for me, and it still isn't really an issue.
But, I was gonna say.
But it's never been an issue for me, so I've never really thought more about it than, whatever, plastic surgery. Most people who get plastic surgery are dicks. But I was thinking, like, how do you feel about plastic surgery? Because the more I think about it, the more I think, why the fuck not? You know, if it makes you feel better.
Yeah, yeah.
And it probably, like, it, unless you go way overboard with it, it probably doesn't make anyone else feel worse.
Yeah,
you know, like, look at you like you're a crazy person.
Yeah.
So, why not?
One or two things.
Yeah,
change, like, one or two things.
As far as I know,
not
all
the
she
whole
got,
face. Yeah.
She had a very Slavic nose. It was just more.
I know what you mean.
It was more of like a convex curve.
Okay.
As opposed to a concave. You know, now it's kind of like a ski slope. And before it was more like a cliff. If you get what I mean.
Yep.
That doesn't bother, like, the kind of downturned nose doesn't necessarily bother me to begin with, but.
Yeah.
But as far as I can tell, that's all she got done. And I could see why she would want to. And my initial reaction was, oh, like it was almost, it spoiled it for me.
Yeah.
And I had to stop myself and go, well, why? Why would that bother me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I were actually dating a girl and I found out she'd had plastic surgery, why would that bother me?
Yeah.
And I can't come up with a good reason.
The only thing I can think of is when you hear plastic surgery, it's like, ooh, usually when I've looked at celebrities like Megan Fox, I thought it was cuter before the plastic surgery.
Well, this is another issue altogether,
like,
in that
it usually turns out bad.
When I used to pay more attention, because, like, I used to kind of read some of the celebrity gossip sites, which was largely because my ex-girlfriend used to read them. And then when I lived with you guys, Aldi would read them. So I would be kind of peripherally getting it anyway.
Yeah.
So I would just go and read them. And when I was doing that, it seemed like at least once a month, somebody would post up a comparison shot of a person before and after their plastic surgery.
Yeah.
But it was always like, we're pretty sure they had plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
There was no concrete information.
Yeah.
And I would, 9 times out of 10, I would look at these photos and I would not be able to pick up on what they were talking about. Like, I'm fairly certain, like, 9 times out of 10, when I've seen those photos, the person who posted them is just being a weird idiot.
Yeah.
And that they're wrong.
Girls are so jealous.
Yeah, because it would be like, clearly she had work on her eyes done. Look how much more spaced out they are. Well, that's not even a plastic surgery you can have done.
Yeah.
Like, you get your eye sockets moved. That doesn't happen. So, like, Megan Fox, she may have had plastic surgery. I'm not looking at any comparison photos right now, but I feel like I've seen some of her where people are like, look, she's clearly had this done, and I couldn't tell. They just looked like they were lit differently, you know?
Oh,
I see that a lot. Like, the makeup is different and the lighting's different. So they're like, clearly plastic surgery.
Yeah. How annoying. But if you were to get something done,
ooh,
what would you get done?
That's a tough
face
one.
Face exclusively, not your the rest of your body.
Oh,
I don't wanna
okay.
go there.
Well, there go the penile implants.
Yeah.
I think if I were to get work done.
And it was like a good doctor, you know, not some shady bullshit.
I haven't thought that much about it. I think I think the thing about my face that bothers me the most is my lack of chin. I feel like I have a very small chin.
Yeah.
And that's partially why I usually have a beard of some sort.
Yeah, to define it. Yeah.
So if there's such a thing as a chin implant, then maybe I would consider that. I have kind of a big nose. I would consider getting it shaved down in some form or another.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that my face is sort of asymmetrical, which I think is true of everyone to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably bothers me more about my own face because I look at it all the time. If there's some way to, like,
just
fix the symmetry, then
God
I would
damn.
Go for that.
Is it so hard?
Although then again, I just said you can't really move an eye socket.
Yeah.
And that's half of it right there. But I don't know. What about you? If you were going to get
that's something? The thing, the asymmetry bullshit. The hairline, like, where the side of my head where the hair grows is not in the same spot on the other side of my head. It's further back. So on one
really?
Side, I look normal, and then I turn and I look on the other side, and it looks like I've been balding for like I look 10 years older on one side of my face, and it bugs me. And I don't know if people notice.
So you'd get like plugs?
Yeah, maybe.
To fill in the gap? Or you'd just get older on the other side? You can probably
shave
do that.
Shave it back, yeah. Make it look normal. But what else? I need to do something with my eyes.
You get an eye reduction?
Like, I can't look cool. Like, I can't, no matter what pose I do, you know, like the most badass, you know, I got mud on my face and a bandana and a wife beater, and I'm like, ooh!
That's your definition of badass? Mud on your face and a bandana?
Yeah. But I can't do it because my eyes are so huge. It's like I'm a walking joke. Like,
you're like a puppy dog.
They're so enormous. If I could just have maybe my
eyelids. Is that why?
You know those, Orion has done these like series of photos of himself where he makes himself look like some weird, crazy, gothic superhero who shoots space ink at people.
Oh, yeah.
And I've noticed that on a lot of them, you're not facing the camera.
Yeah.
Is that why?
Yeah, that's why.
Because your adorable, big, beautiful puppy dog eyes would be in the photo otherwise. Yeah.
If they show up when I'm photoshopping and I reveal the eyes, I'm like, ooh, back up, undo, Jesus.
Orion blacks out the eyes in all of his photos. Check out Orion's Facebook. It's all just X's over the eyes.
Yeah. But that's what I would do.
If you found out that Aldi had plastic surgery.
God damn, I immediately would be like, ooh.
Isn't that weird?
But I don't know why.
Like, I don't really care when I stop and think about it.
It's like I have to do a double. I have to look back at her and go, Jesus, what part of you isn't real? You know, what's not natural? Just kind of stare at her. It's just weird to me. I don't know.
I occasionally encounter things in life where I feel like I need a minute to stop and think about them before I say anything. And oftentimes they come up in conversation and I don't get that minute. And then I say something that in truth is not what I feel.
Yeah.
But it was the first thing that had entered into my head. So like if we were on the show when I found out that the lovely Kate Beckett had a nose job, I would have been like, oh man, that ruins it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I take another, 5 minutes to think about it. Like, why does that ruin it? I guess it doesn't.
Yeah.
So... Right.
I guess I don't know. Like if you told me, Orion, I have something to tell you. It's been a while. You know, we've known each other so long, but these aren't my hands. I've had hand transplants when I was a kid. I would sit here and stare at your hands like, ugh.
You fucking creep.
Who's, ooh, that's not natural. I'm uncomfortable. I'm fearful of my life. I don't know.
Orion, I have something I need to tell you. I had girl hands transplanted on. I was told one of the times that I did a live stream.
Yeah.
I think Miss Nick maybe or somebody. Somebody said that I had girl hands.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and I'm not even sure what that means. Like, they're small? I don't think they're small.
They don't look bad.
I think maybe I zoomed in on them like to show the elephant texture, elephant skin texture on my hands.
They're this may sound rough. Gay, but I think back in the day, you and I compared hands.
Yeah, God, I'm sure we did because we're homos.
Yeah, why?
Did we then lock our hands together and hug? Just hug it out.
But we compared and your hands were definitely more elephant and manly than mine.
Right. Yes. So suck it, Miss Nick or whoever it was that said I have girl hands.
That makes me feel bad. Yeah, I definitely think I have. Every time I shake a man's hand, I can tell right away.
Yep.
Like I feel the shame. Like I'll shake it and his feels like leather and it's crushing mine. Clearly, not because he's giving pressure. It's just much larger.
You got to stop sleeping with those gloves full of Vaseline on.
But I thought that's what men do.
No. What a metrosexual.
But,
there was something I was just thinking of. I hate it when I do that. Well, in live stream news, I haven't done one in a while.
Yeah.
And on the Facebook today, I saw Dave said, the masses demand a live stream. And by the masses, I mean me and maybe some other people. And Marley Kins seconded that. I don't know. I assume they mean like I did before.
Yeah.
I don't know if or when I'm going to do another one of those, but last week, I think, and maybe the week before that, I was talking about this new piece of hardware I was going to get, which is essentially a external sound card, and I ordered it. I was hoping it would be here today, but FedEx always comes when I'm at work.
Of course.
So I have to pick it up tomorrow, but once I've got that, it will solve one of, it should solve one of the problems that has been keeping me from attempting to do a live episode.
Yeah.
So maybe soon we'll try that.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Butterflies.
I know.
Oh, man.
I was thinking maybe even just broadcasting the audio and throwing a picture up just to take the edge off a little bit.
That would help, yeah. I wouldn't know what to wear.
Right.
Jesus. Should I shave first?
And I gotta, like, if we were both gonna be on camera, I gotta figure out where I'm gonna put the fucking camera that would capture us both. But, so maybe soon there will be, and probably audio only, but there will be a live episode.
Awesome.
So we shall see.
With the live streams, do you plan those or you just fuck it? Here we go. Let's do this.
Yeah. I just, kind of fuck it. Here we go. Let's do this. And, as a result, they are very shitty. They're very shitty.
Apparently not. People love them.
But there were some good phone calls the last time I did it. So that was,
I think that's the best part. Cause God, when I first, we were hanging out in high school, you would prank call and like the Jerky Boys, for anyone that doesn't know, they, back in the day, they were a couple of guys that would prank, and we would listen to those and laugh. And Kyle was so good at it. He'd just pick up a phone call from a payphone and just go. You know?
I think you may be slightly misremembering this, in that I doubt it was that good.
Oh, it was.
Orion and I today, Orion has this laptop that he had when we used to live together way back, years and years ago, probably like a decade ago.
Fuck, almost. Yeah. Jesus.
So,
this
stuff's, so we were looking through it. This laptop has been dead forever, and he hasn't had a working power adapter for it, but it's got all this old shit we made on it. And we were looking through some of it today because he finally got a new power cord for it. And I like some of it, but some of it I am way more embarrassed by than I thought I would be. Because like I remembered it as being better than it was.
Yeah.
And I was a shitty, like, I don't consider myself an actor by any means, but I was a shitty actor back then in these ridiculous videos we made.
Yeah.
I was so bad. I know I could do 1,000 times better now.
Yeah. All the reason to maybe put them up and share them.
I we'll might see. Post. I think at least one of them I'll probably post because I think it's kind of funny. But
all kinds of music on there. Shit.
I think you're probably misremembering the prank calls. It was probably pretty stupid. Like I know my go-to prank call once upon a time was I would pretend to be a gentleman named Xavier McDaniel from the Mask Foundation, which was MASC, Manly Anal Sex for Christ. Now, if you know anything about doing prank calls, you don't start it out by saying you are from Manly Anal Sex for Christ, because that'll get you hung up on immediately. the idea is to string them along and make it progressively more ridiculous so that they stay on the line because they're hooked.
Yeah.
Somehow I did manage to get people to stay on the line for a little while. But I think usually by the time I said Manly Anal Sex for Christ, which is about the second sentence I said on the phone, they were already, you know, they knew what was up.
Yeah.
But I would say I was from the Mask Foundation and that I was looking for donations.
Mm-hmm.
And another part of the problem is I would often call, because I used payphones, I would call 800 numbers. And 800 numbers, the person on the other end is not going to give you donations, no matter how legit you are. So I would call like Amnesty International. And I would say, and I always put on a fake British accent, which was probably a million times worse then than it is now. And I still don't do a very good one.
Yeah.
So I would say like, hello, I'm Xavier McDaniel from the Mask Foundation. That's MASC, Manly Anal Sex for Christ. We were wondering if you would be interested in giving us a sizable donation.
Yeah.
and then I just let it go to them, and they'd be like, this is Amnesty International. And then I'd be like, aha, gotcha, click. And then we'd all laugh.
Yeah.
I used to also call Amnesty International and then pretend to be locked in a basement somewhere in like being denied of food, being held prisoner. Like I was a political prisoner or something.
That's great.
Yeah.
And they're on the other line like, what am I going to do about this? But I don't care.
That was also probably a lot funnier in my head than it really was.
But with, you're pretty good at the calls. So if you do live streams, I think people would look forward to some kind of call, you know, prank call or whatever.
I like the idea of taking
calls. They're fun because so many people are bad at it.
I like the idea of somebody calling in.
Yeah. And
then we can have a little conversation or whatever.
Oh yeah.
I guess I brought up the Facebook while we're on that kind of topic, you know, shit people have posted. Last week on the Twitter, I totally missed this. But last week on the Twitter, somebody messaged us, somebody named CLJNT. And I'm not entirely sure what that means, but my best guess is that when you look at it kind of funny, sort of squint at it, it kind of looks like it says cunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's probably what it's meant to be.
Ooh, good form.
But they said, are you wearing clothes? Yes.
Yes.
Do they have zippers? Yes.
Yes.
Look at your zippers. Okay.
And looking at my zipper.
Okay. Do they say YKK? Yes, mine does.
Jesus Christ. Like, really look at it? Oh, Chris.
Oh, yep. No. The one on my pants and the one on my sweet-ass motorcycle jacket both say YKK.
Mine does not. What's going on?
Well, I don't know what's going on because the very next thing it says is, also, what are your thoughts on freeganism? So I guess that was a non sequitur. What are your thoughts on freeganism?
Oh, don't. Wait.
Hold on. Let me guess. You don't know what it is.
I don't know.
I figure if you don't know what the word smitten means, you might not be familiar with freeganism.
Now,
freeganism.
Hold on. I've heard that term. I just didn't know the exact definition.
Smitten freeganism?
Smitten. Yeah. So I'm not a total idiot.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, okay. Freeganism.
Freeganism, and I'm not well-versed on the subject, but from what I understand, freeganism is when people who, you know, are perfectly normal people otherwise, find out about places where they can get free food basically out of dumpsters. like there'll be a bakery that they throw away their bread every day because it's day-old bread. They're not going to sell day-old bread. That's not what we do. We sell fresh baked goods. So every day they throw out all this bread. So this freegan is like, I know that they do this. I know where it's going to be. They throw it away in like plastic bags with no other trash in it. So it's clean. So I'm going to go there. I know what time I can go and I can grab these bags of bread. Free bread, man. Which makes sense to me on a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like it's probably more trouble than it's worth.
Exactly. I have a hard enough time like going to the store to get fresh and new shit. Like, oh, I don't want to go there.
Right.
But let alone, oh man, I got to go to that dumpster.
The thing about freeganism is I think it becomes a way of life. And I think they get excited about it. And that's why they keep doing it.
Ooh.
Is because it's like, it's exciting to see what we can find.
This is our thing. Yeah, nobody, not a whole lot of people are doing this.
Like, I don't need 80 loaves of day-old bread, but I know where it is, and I can get it, and it's exciting, and I'll go get it, and, like, I'll get my friends in on it. It becomes a community. We're a bunch of filthy hippies who live indoors, but pretend we live outdoors. It's like amateur hoboism.
Oh, that upsets me because I picture the hippies coming up to me and I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like, explain to me why this isn't okay. I mean, it's perfectly good food.
Right.
Why is this? And then I'm like, you got me there, but fuck, man. Hippies, get out of here. Skedaddle.
Yeah, I'm such a hippie. Like I said, I'm okay with it because I understand the concept, but I feel like the people who do it are usually douchebags.
Yeah, it's something about the people, yeah.
Because it's,
I don't like that.
The kind of people who do that are the kind of people who get excited about doing that.
Yeah.
About finding free food in the trash, like we beat the system somehow.
It kind of reminds me of people that get into like sweepstakes and shit, and they form clubs and they meet once a week, you know. Or people that, there's a fucking show about coupons and what's it called? Anyway, it's all about people in America that can save the most money using coupons, and they go to a
like
store.
Like a contest?
I guess, yeah. They're just all these bitches, and I get it, you know?
Yeah.
But they, it's so upsetting because they hold up the line for like an hour.
Right.
Because they have stacks, and they go to these stores that will take all the coupons. Like to where you pay almost nothing, and that's cool. But a lot of stores don't allow that. So these douchebags find these stores. Okay, save a lot of money, but you're holding the people up. It's almost always like these small local, you know, grocery stores.
Yeah.
That have like four checkouts. These fuckers have like 400 coupons.
Ugh. I guess I feel sort of the same way about that and about the freeganism thing as I do about people who go shopping on Black Friday.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Like, I get it, you know, super great deals.
You get it, yeah.
But normal people don't do it because normal people don't get excited about doing it. Yeah. Normal people, they look through the ads and maybe they find one thing and they're like, oh, I got to get that. And then they go and they try it and they realize what bullshit it is. And they realize that they'd be better off paying the full price as a, essentially a fee to not have to go out and be miserable all day.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I look at it. Like, yeah, okay, I don't clip coupons, but as a result, I spend more money, but as a result, I don't have to spend all that time clipping coupons and wanting to kill myself, you know? The same thing about freeganism. Sure, I pay for a lot of food I could maybe get for free, but if I was getting it for free, I would be diving through dumpsters at least like once a week, and I don't really want to do that.
Yeah, not cool.
And I don't see why anybody would, but like I said, they get excited about it.
Yeah.
I have considered going dumpster diving before because I've heard stories about people finding cool shit.
Yeah.
I don't know how keen I would be on eating what I found, but like finding cool like electronics and stuff. Like I've heard stories of people finding like zillions of DVD cases and things like that, and like finding shit they can resell on eBay.
Yeah.
But it all sounds like such a hassle, and like to find that score. How many dumpsters you got?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'd really have to do my research. Like this dumpster is, you know, in the middle of what two businesses or what apartment complex? What am I really gonna find here?
Right, and you got to go at night.
Yeah.
So it's dark. You bring a flashlight with you, but you could still like cut yourself on some rusty piece of shit.
Yeah,
and even if everything goes well, like the cops could show up and you know, you could get in trouble for trespassing or whatever they call being in a dumpster you're not supposed to be in. And another thing about freeganism that I find amusing or odd is that there's all this free food in dumpsters.
Yeah.
You know who normally goes through dumpsters looking for food? Homeless people.
Yeah.
You know who can't have all that bread because because your weird hippie ass is taking it home with a giant smile on your face? Homeless people. Basically, being a freegan is like wearing a t-shirt that says, fuck the homeless.
That's true. Oh, I didn't think of that. That's horrible.
That would be a good t-shirt, actually. Fuck the homeless, I'm freegan.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So I guess that's my thoughts on freeganism.
Yes, yes. Well put, good sir.
Ah, fucking FedEx, man. I'm sick of FedEx.
You know what's funny about FedEx? I've read forums, even with my e-cigarette in the forum. When you order like $20 or more of merchandise through the site I go through, they give you really cheap two-day FedEx shipping, and nobody takes it because they show up when you're at work.
They always do.
And everybody has to go to the goddamn headquarters. And I get it. It's for safety, you know. You don't want some jerk, you know, coming by grabbing your package and then you're fucked. But it's kind of a pain in the ass.
I don't know if they have some kind of strategy for how they decide when to try again.
Yeah.
It would seem like they couldn't because they've got so many deliveries to make. They couldn't like bump me up. That would change their whole route.
Oh, yeah.
But every time I've gotten a package from FedEx, they come the first day, they come like just before I get home.
Yeah.
Like this week, it was 4:10. If they had been 20 minutes later, I would have been here.
Yeah.
The next day, it was 2:45. And the next day, it was like 1:10. So, and that it was the same way last time. It just got earlier. Like they thought, I guess, like I said.
No, it doesn't make sense, Kyle.
They probably aren't trying to do anything, but it seems like they're trying to come earlier. Like maybe they just missed me. Like I just left.
Yeah.
Which it's not like a completely unreasonable, but it seems like the opposite of what I would expect. You know, most people.
Yeah.
Traditionally work during the day.
Yeah.
So I would think if you showed up and I wasn't there, you would think I wasn't there yet.
Exactly.
But whatever.
But like you said, it's their business has been going on for years. You think they figure it out. Not everybody is a goddamn housewife that's home all the time, you know?
They'll
show up earlier because you must have went out to the grocery store.
When you get things shipped to you, there ought to be an option to have them just ship it to the FedEx fucking storage center or whatever.
Jesus, yeah.
And like, it's a little bit cheaper that way because I don't think I've ever had anything delivered to me from FedEx. I've always had to go pick it up.
Yeah.
And this time they wouldn't even let me schedule a pickup. I had to call on the phone and then they said they would hold it at this certain place, but that was only because it was past the third delivery attempt.
Yeah.
Last time I was able to schedule a pickup, but this time it's being held at some like warehouse and I have to go find it. Like last time I had it held at the local FedEx.
Mm.
pain in the ass.
Yeah, the one time I got a FedEx package, I think, was the day I called in, because called in sick. So I just happened to be home.
Right.
Oh, hello, FedEx man.
If there were more reliable predictions as to when the package was going to come,
yeah,
I would consider, you know, taking a day off, because I know that's when my package is coming. Because I have all these vacation days, I could do it. But
yeah, but that's dumb. And the whole idea that you can think of a better way they could operate, that always bugs me about certain businesses. If me, Simple Joe, can sit here, instantly come up with a better way they could run their shit, it's pretty pathetic.
Well, another thing I found obnoxious is that the local FedEx here that I picked my package up the last time when I scheduled an appointment or scheduled a pickup is open 24 hours.
Ooh.
The warehouse that they're keeping my package at it closes at 5 p.m.
Of course.
So
fucking A.
The only reason I couldn't get it today was because by the time the driver got back to the warehouse to drop my package back off, it was after their closing time.
Oh, God.
If they had just dropped it off at the, and the FedEx is like practically across the street from me. Wow. Like, it's down a street and then across the street, but still, it's not very far. Whereas this warehouse is like way the fuck out. If they had just, if they just left the packages at FedEx locations that were close to where they belonged, like at the end of your route, you've gone, you've tried to deliver everything, can't deliver it all. Then you hit up a couple FedExes and drop off packages because they're nearby.
It makes sense.
I could go right now and pick it up if they had done that.
God.
But no. No such luck.
Fuck FedEx.
And I really wanted that thing for today.
Yeah.
But
most of the shit people get today aren't letters. They're packages. It's like Christmas. Don't fucking play with us.
Right.
I want my shit. I want my present.
God, it kind of makes me miss the days when I worked nights, because I could actually get packages back then.
Yeah.
Like they would show up before I went to work.
Yeah.
It was nice. We got an email from Beverly.
Mm, yes.
Beverly says, "Hi guys, I haven't had time to write the last week or so. Our daughter April is 24 weeks pregnant with twins, a boy and a girl." Now, she also sent us an email like last week and I forgot to read it, but it was correcting us because we thought her dog, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, I don't remember what it was.
Yeah,
but we thought she said twins when she was talking about her dog, and we thought they were twin dogs.
Yeah.
She was talking about her daughter having twins as though we hang out with them on a regular basis and know all about it.
Anyway, of course.
So her daughter, April, is 24 weeks pregnant with twins, a boy and a girl. She went into labor on Tuesday. Her doctor put her in the hospital to stop her contractions so she would not deliver early. We are hoping she will be home by the end of the weekend. She will be on bed rest the rest of her pregnancy. She's doing a lot better. Sending a picture so you can see how big she is. I'm sure she would like to hear that. She is 5 feet tall and weighed 106 before, and as of now, she weighs 150 pounds. Both twins are healthy and weigh 1 pound, 5 ounces each. Thunder Zeus Jr. is doing great. That's her new puppy. Teething has been a real fun experience so far. He wants to chew on anything, your arm, shoe, or toy, whatever he can get in his mouth. Plus, he has a cone around his head to keep him from chewing on his docked tail. Later, Beverly. Now, Beverly, I seem to recall the last time we talked about your dog, we asked, are you going to bob the tail? If so, why? It seems you did, and have no interest in telling me why. But you do have a lot of interest in telling me all about your pregnant dog.
I was going to say, Kyle, when did you email Beverly about how interested you are in her pregnant daughter?
Tell me more about your unborn grandchildren,
how
Beverly.
How many weeks?
Ugh. Forget the questions I actually asked. Tell me all about your family.
And I don't want to be mean.
No, that's cool. I mean,
but I would never do that to, if I listen to a podcast or people I don't know, I would never give such details because you gotta know, and I'm sorry, but I don't give a fuck.
It is a little weird. Like if this was in a forum or if we were on the phone and we had been talking about you having a kid and she was like, oh, my daughter April's having a kid.
Yes.
And then that's a conversation. Now it's like, oh, really? How far along is she? And oh, she's this far along. Oh, she's having twins. Oh, really? Are they two boys, two girls? No, a boy and a girl. You know, and that's a conversation.
Yes.
This just kind of came out of nowhere. It was like, hey guys, how's it going? So let me tell you about my family.
It just kind of...
I have an uncle named Henry. He's 70 years old. He was always a bit of a black sheep in the family, always getting drunk at family gatherings and things. Also, my grandparents are both dead. What?
It's just...
It's weird, man.
It is a little weird. It's a little weird. I don't really know how to deal with Beverly sometimes. I still want to know, why do you dock the tail? Why do you bob the tail?
Yeah.
Like I said last time, I'm not judging because I honestly don't know why it's done.
Same here.
It just seems weird. If it's just even if it is just an aesthetic thing, like I don't know. I don't know if it's cruel because I don't know if they really feel it at all. You know, do you numb them up first? I assume you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm feeling okay this week as compared to last week when I said it was the worst episode ever.
Yeah.
But I think I do want to take a quick break.
Sounds good.
All right. Yeah. I freestyle like a son of a bitch. I'll be rhyming all over your ass. You pussy got the bad pro in the pitch. I drink urine out of a glass. What the? Shut up! Compton, Atlanta, even in the closet. Are some places we like to fuck. If this was a part, I'd ask you to pause it so I can go and shoot a duck. What the fuck? Shut up! Take the sock off my cock. That's how it ends. Welcome on back, everybody. I just had a terrible thought. Part two of the episode, which is episode number 113, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'm feeling a little better now than I was in the beginning. Not that I felt that bad in the beginning, but
it's cool. And you're chewing gum.
I think it, like, chewing gum makes the show sound shittier, but it makes me feel more relaxed somehow.
Yeah.
When I'm talking.
Something about it.
Yeah. I don't know why. So deal. I have been feeling lately, like the last couple days.
Yeah.
Like, and it probably doesn't seem like it based on how I've been acting like the last episode and the beginning of this one. But I've been feeling like I can sort of feel another manic phase, for lack of a better word, coming on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a kind of a good thing.
Yeah.
I think it has to do with the weather starting to clear up. It's starting to get kind of nice out here again. We've had a few really sunny days where it was cold, but it was really sunny.
Yeah.
The last couple of days, it's been relatively warm, but shitty.
Yeah, it's tricky up here in Michigan, or over here, depending where you're at. But it'll be nice. Then the next day we have fucking sleet and snow.
But I think it's starting to get better.
Yeah.
And I think as a result, I am starting to feel better. And I'm smoking right now. So I'm still like in relapse mode. But I've been thinking more and more about quitting again. I'm starting to feel good. I'm ready to resume my walks as soon as the weather is suitable.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm not sure how to feel about that. Like, it's good that it's coming now, if it is in fact coming and it's not some kind of false alarm, because with me being garnished and everything, quitting smoking again would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's not already a good idea. And I was spending a lot less money then, and going out and taking my walks and stuff is good for me. So that's all good. Well, I guess what I'm worried about is that I know now, I've kind of established a pattern. Like, I had known for a long time kind of the way I worked, but I'd never really pinpointed it. I know there's a pattern now, and that, you know, a couple months down the line or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it'll be crash time again.
Yep. And, just how it goes.
And who knows, like, there's got to be a way to plan for that, you know? Like, I feel like I need to be able to, like, bury a time capsule or something.
Pack your bags, pal.
And have it, like, automatically burrow back to the surface.
Yeah.
And as soon as I start to feel like shit, and it'll just, like, pop out and be like, no, remember, this happens. Just try to put things in perspective. But, of course, that's not really how it works, I guess.
You could cut up your debit credit card, and just get, like, an ATM card, so you'd have to get money through the ATM, and that would help you spend less money.
I don't know if it would. I think it'd just carry a lot more cash.
It would probably just piss you off a lot more, yeah. And
I'd probably just get annoyed, but I'd carry a lot more cash. So what I would end up doing is pulling out my entire paycheck and then spending cash like I use my card.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
And then I'd get mugged by a black.
You know what's funny? The past couple times I've come over here, I've just brought my license so I can drive because you never know. I've had thoughts like, I'm just getting a bad feeling. Like, I'm going to go out there.
You think you're going to get mugged?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why. I'm just worried, like, what if and how will I deal with it, you know?
I have a feeling if I ever get mugged, like truly mugged, like on the street or in an alley at gunpoint, I'm going to die. Because... Because I don't think I could do it right.
How does it go down? I picture myself going, look, buddy, all I have is my license. And he's like, oh, man. All right, well, damn. And he walks off. But that's not what happens.
I imagine it in my head, and I imagine me doing something really dumb, like putting my arms out to the side and going, what? Are you going to shoot me? Is that really what you came down this alley to do? Dude, find somebody else.
You're
like
laughing.
Trying to talk him out of it, yeah. You know? And like,
there's a gun in your face and you're laughing.
Like if I act confident, it'll spook him and he'll leave. Or it'll spook him and he'll shoot me. Yeah, like if you try to look bigger than the bear, then it'll leave you alone. That's why my arms are out.
Dude,
yeah.
Give me your money.
No, you give me your money.
Roar. I don't know what's going on.
I have a feeling if I ever get mugged for real,
yeah.
I'm going to die. Because I know I did the one time I was robbed at gunpoint at a store, I didn't handle it properly.
You think you can reason with them, but no.
Right. Well, I... At the time, at the store, it was so surreal, and this guy's like asking me to empty the register, and I kind of can't, because I can't open it, I don't have manager permission, and like, instead of being like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I can't, I really can't, he'll do it in a minute, I'm sorry, I was like, yeah, I can't open it, I'm sorry, it'll be a minute, I guess, and then when he asked me for my money, my personal money, I handed him what was in my front pocket, but I didn't give him my wallet, because I had hundreds of dollars in there, and he luckily just left, but it could have been empty your back pocket, and then I empty my back pocket. He looks in my wallet and realizes I'm holding out on him for hundreds of dollars and gets pissed and blows my brains out. It could have gone that way.
Yeah.
And it was like, fuck that. This is my paycheck. You can steal all you want from the store, but you're not stealing from me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I'm an idiot.
I've thought of that too. Like, if I do have a lot of cash on me, or even my cards. I don't want to lose my cards. And he wants it. And I'm like, really, man? Come on. And I'm giving him all these excuses why I really can't hand it over. Yep. You know, I got to pay rent tomorrow. I just picture him going, all right, man. I feel you.
I've had that little fantasy in my head. Like if I get robbed at a store I'm working at again, which isn't an issue now, but when I still worked retail, like if I ever get robbed at the store again and they're like, give me your personal money out of your pockets, like I'd be like, listen, man, I understand what you're doing. I don't care. Take everything you want out of the register. They tell me to cooperate with these, you know, I'm not going to get in any trouble.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a working stiff. Leave me my money. Come on. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
And I always imagine you'll be like, okay. Yeah. Like, all right, I understand. I'm a working man myself.
Yeah. Like the end of a Full House episode.
Right.
It just gets really dramatic.
Then we become friends.
Yeah.
And I lied to the police for him. Tell you what, man, if you let me keep my money, I'll tell him it was a white guy. Because in my head, it's always a black guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it is always a black guy. Come on, let's be racist. I mean, So last week as well, you remember I just was reading something from the Twitter from last week that I missed. Last week I was in a funk, partially because of how poorly my Beckett conversation went. So I kind of skipped some things because I was just kind of, let's just end this. Last week, Miss Nick posted to the Twitter. She posted a video called Extraordinary Breastfeeding.
Oh,
I have not watched this yet. Would you like to go into this blind with me, Orion?
Let's do it.
Okay. I don't think you need to see it, because I did watch a teeny bit of the beginning, and there's a narrator.
All right, good.
Look how big this one is.
Veronica Robinson lives in Cumbria with her two daughters, Bethany and Eliza. She breastfed her eldest daughter, Bethany, until she was 5, and is still breastfeeding Eliza at nearly 8.
Okay, I guess that's the premise.
Oh.
I'll let it play again, you know, because there's got to be more to it than just that. But we've kind of talked about breastfeeding in the past because we've talked about breastfeeding in public.
Yes.
And I personally am not a fan, and I don't understand why women get so rabid about it.
Yeah.
Like, I get it on a, you know, when I break it down, yes, women breastfeed. What are breasts? Why do I not want to see these breasts?
Yeah.
You know, why? Wow, that sounds gay. But, you know, why does it bother me?
Functionality.
Like I've mentioned way back, like, technically, there's really no reason to care about about wearing clothes at all. Like some fat naked guy walking down the street with his hairy dick hanging out shouldn't bother me. Yeah, it's perfectly normal. It's just not normal in our society.
Exactly.
But for some reason, the breastfeeding in public kind of creeps me out. I wouldn't ever say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go up to a woman breastfeeding in public and go, hey, come on now, put that shit away. We don't need to see that. But it bothers me a little bit. This is a whole other issue.
Yeah.
This is breastfeeding till the one girl's 8.
Yeah, can you imagine those tits? Oh, that was so disgusting and used.
And at 8 years old, you're in school, you have friends of your own age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your mom could come to pick you up from school one day and be like, are you hungry? And then you go to town on her breast, and your friends see that, and they're like, whoa, no. No, 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 no. What are you doing? No, no, that's your mom.
Ugh.
And then you'd be like, what? Like, they're just setting you up to be a fucking weirdo.
Yes.
Even if you can justify this by, like, saying, you know what? She's still lactating. These are her kids. Yeah. Why was it okay when they were infants and not okay now? Even if it is okay, it's not okay to anyone else.
Yeah.
So you're just, and you don't have to do it. Like, they're eating solid food now.
Yeah. There's no reason.
Just let them have this, you know, this one little aspect of being a normal human being. I'm sure the rest of your family is already fucked up for all kinds of other reasons. Let them be normal in this one area.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, there's more.
Veronica believes that children should decide for themselves when to stop breastfeeding.
If there's any monkey business, you have to leave. I'm not having that.
I love that monkey.
Okay. Because I don't have a breastfeeding
dog. Oh, no.
So just come on,
Jack. She's about to. Oh, no! No, no, no! Oh, no, no!
Oh,
no.
They're showing it. Oh, thank God I'm on the other side of the monitor.
They're sitting on a couch, and the mom was like, no monkey business. And the daughter was like, I'm not a monkey. And they're having a fun little family conversation. And then the mom starts lifting her shirt up and saying something about, I don't know, whatever. And then the daughter leans down and she, like, kind of tucks her head up under her shirt.
Oh.
And now they're breastfeeding.
Eliza is still breastfed when she asks, although it is less frequent now than when she was little.
And she's like laying in her mom's lap now too. Like, it's very weird.
Little monkey. She has a very strong attachment to it.
Yeah, she does. It's her mouth. She has teeth now. I'm sure it is a very strong attachment.
Not necessarily the need to be doing it all the time, but the need to know that.
No, not the need to be doing it ever. Okay, I will admit, she doesn't need to do it as often as we do it. No, she doesn't ever need to do it. This is here. Okay, I don't understand why people are so attached to breastfeeding.
Yeah.
I know breastfeeding is good for a baby and everything, but okay, breastfeeding, breast milk is dependent on the mother, like on the mother's diet, on her current physical state, you know? Like, I just read an article a couple weeks ago about a family in France who was being sued for or tried for negligence because their daughter, I think, died. It was like an infant. And the daughter died because they were vegans.
Oh, wow.
And babies, you know, shouldn't really be eating a vegan diet.
Yeah.
But actually, the baby wasn't eating a vegan diet. What it was the mother was eating a vegan diet. And as a result, she was deficient in vitamin A or something.
Yeah.
And that the doctors thought that that may have been a contributing factor to the baby getting pneumonia. And then the baby died of pneumonia. So it was tricky. And it wasn't necessarily the veganism. Yeah. But it was a very possible connection. And the overall idea there that I the reason I brought that up was that what the mother was eating was fucking up her breast milk. It actually would have been better in that case, if things are the way the article implied, for the baby to have been eating formula.
Yeah.
Or drinking formula, whatever. So my point is, as great as breastfeeding is, supposedly, because it's natural and all that crap, formula works and formula is consistent.
Yes.
You know? So I don't understand why breast milk is considered this, like, miracle baby food and why it's so important to breastfeed your child. Like, I didn't breastfeed my child and I regret it. Now they're
breast
a person
milk.
Just like everyone else. Like, I don't have a problem with you breastfeeding your kid. I just don't understand the attachment to it and the fascination with it. And
yeah.
It reminds me of people talking about organic foods and natural
foods. It's all natural.
I only eat cage-free eggs.
Yeah.
If you're doing that because you think it's better for the chickens, okay. But if you're doing that because you think cage-free eggs are better, you're a moron. You're an idiot. They're all just eggs.
Yeah.
Like, chicken doesn't need to have a field to run around in to shit eggs out.
that are tastier.
And Organic tomatoes. You know why organic tomatoes taste so much better? Because they say organic when you buy them. That's the only reason. That's the only difference between an organic tomato and a tomato raised with insecticides and pesticides and whatever, is that it took a lot more resources to make that organic tomato.
Yes.
Because a lot of them fucking died because of all the pests that they are not able to keep away from them because they have to grow them organically to throw that label on them.
Yeah.
It's a fucking scam is what it is.
I still haven't looked up that thing I heard about or read about where animals taste better when they're happier. Like, I'm a happier animal. Or the whole thing, like, if they die when they're under stress, you know, they don't taste as good.
Actually, we'll get back to that in a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
The animals thing. But there's more breastfeeding video.
There's access to it, and that, you know, one of the most important and comforting things in her life is still available.
Now the title, Extraordinary Breastfeeding, has come up. Now the two girls...
Scientists.
Okay, now the two girls are... One's playing a piano, and one is... like retardedly strumming on a mandolin or something.
Sounds like it.
That extended breastfeeding can produce higher IQs.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that.
I mean, if statistically it's true, then I guess it's true. What can I say, you know? But I don't believe that.
Bethany and Eliza Robinson have been breastfed for many years, and Eliza is still breastfeeding at 7.
Okay. Maybe breastfeeding does lead to higher IQs. But breastfeeding, if that's the case, then breastfeeding past a certain point must like sharply drop your IQ. Like, immediately, yeah. Like exponentially, because these kids are retarded.
You can see from Eliza lying here, they take up a lot of space. And it's not quite the same.
Yeah, they take up a lot of space because they're 8 fucking years old, you moron. Like, the complications provided by her size should be an indication to you that maybe we should be done with this.
Yeah.
Maybe this period in our relationship is now over. Now that we can hold an actual conversation like a couple of human beings, maybe you shouldn't be sucking on my nipples.
I knew something was wrong from the get-go when the mother said, like, she basically wants to leave the decision-making in her kids' hands.
Yeah.
Like, let my kids make decisions.
I'm all for giving the kids a little bit of controlled freedom. Like, here's a choice that you're allowed to make. You know what I mean? So that they have experience with that sort of thing. And you don't want to, like, rule them with an iron fist. But this is maybe a decision that shouldn't be left up to them, because they could be 27 and sucking on your tits. Just sucking the dry, powdered milk out of your breasts.
It's a little infant tucked in your arm. But, you know, clearly they get as much pleasure and as much comfort as a newborn does. And one of the really nice things as children get older is that they can verbalize their experience and tell you how much they enjoy it.
Oh, God. Mummy, your breasts are delicious. Like... That would be creepy to me, I think. Like, one of the great things about them being older is that they can tell me how delicious my breast milk is.
That is fucking disgusting. And another thing, that listening to this, like, all the movement sounds, all I can picture are, like, lots of, you know, older children slithering around her.
Well, it's just one.
Mommy.
It's just one, but she's giving this interview right now while the kid is sucking on her tits. The kid is laying with her head kind of in her lap on the couch with her, and she's just sucking away, and mom is talking to the camera.
The sounds themselves, I don't know if I can stomach this.
I remember it tasting really, really sweet.
One of her other daughters stopped. Because there's another girl now, and she said, I remember it tasting really, really sweet.
Her elder sister, Bethany, was breastfed until she was 5 and still has fond memories.
Better than anything in the world. Better than mango, even.
Oh, God. You're going to have to do me a favor.
Yeah.
And try some of Aldi's boob milk.
Oh, fuck that.
And then tell me if it's better than anything in the world. Better than a mango, even. Because I doubt it. I really fucking doubt it. When I imagine the taste of breast milk, because I haven't had it since I was unconscious, you know, basically, So I have no idea. But when I imagine it, I imagine it being kind of sour and like just warm. Gross. Watery and warm and just gross.
I'd rather have lots of breast milk than a million melons.
That is a quotable quote. I'd rather have lots of breast milk than a million melons. What a comparison. Like, yeah. When would somebody be offering you that? Like,
I love me some melons.
Yes.
Okay.
In the mornings when I'm getting dressed.
Oh, no. Okay, they're showing the mom interviewing again while the girl's breastfeeding, but now we can see what's going on. Like, before it was just the back of the girl's head and the mom's shirt. Now it's tit in mouth. You can see it. And the girl's eyes are open, like she's looking around the room.
Jesus.
Talk to my breasts. They touch them. We've had to set up
Oh, God.
They talk to my breasts. They touch them. They tweak the nips. They feel my cooter. I don't know why I chose the word cooter.
Cooter.
Rules about letting me get dressed in peace. They don't like it when I put a bra on. They think I'm trapping the breasts and they should be free to float about under my clothing. But they very much feel like they own them. They're theirs. And that'll be because they've just had such an intimate and long-term relationship with it.
Bethany and Eliza like to express their feelings about breastfeeding in drawings or pictures.
Okay. This is what I consider to be a symptom of a problem. Mm-hmm. Like, you could argue that I'm just being a prude and closed-minded. I don't understand the situation.
Yeah.
But I think it's a problem because it's a big issue, apparently, because they are drawing pictures of it and writing things about it. They like to express their feelings about breastfeeding. If this was normal, they wouldn't be expressing their feelings about breastfeeding. Who expresses their feelings about pork chops?
Yeah.
You know, like, I had dinner the other night. I don't need to express my feelings about it. This is a fucking weird thing that they're doing that, like, they need to express their feelings about.
Yeah, and they're talking about the breasts as if they're, like, their own entities. Like,
I like left breast, left bosom, and much fun.
I can picture the kids playing with them like puppets, like one kid holding the left one up, the other kid holding the right one up, and, like, pointing them at each other and, like, bouncing them up and down when they talk, in quote.
Like, hello, lefty, how are you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm all right, righty.
I'm about to leak. Oh, I hope somebody catches all my milk.
And that's fucked up in itself. But the mom is like this lady that's like, while they're doing that, she's like, yes, yes, play with them.
Oh, girls.
Yes, talk to them. Talk to them, yes.
I think we mentioned before when we talked about the public breastfeeding and stuff, but yeah. I feel like there are certain women who are just fucking perverts and they get off on it.
I think so.
So let's keep it going. Mm-hmm. Like, this is an excuse. Like, this woman is not getting a lot of dates.
Yeah.
I can tell. And so, you know, sometimes she wants somebody to suck on her breasts.
And pretty soon it'll be like, rub mommy's cooter. It's natural. Yeah.
It's like when you hear a story, I've never actually heard of anybody actually doing this, but I've like the idea of somebody like putting peanut butter on their genitals so the dog will lick it up.
Yep.
It's like that, but with kids and breast milk.
It's just the flesh. We're all souls.
When they draw pictures of them, it's quite interesting. You know, every woman has a breast that's slightly larger than the other, so that's always featured in there. But the nipples are very long. Well, I don't have long nipples, but clearly for them there is some...
Oh, God. They're showing one of the kids' drawings.
Mm-hmm.
It's this crazy, like, giant monolithic version of their mom with massive tits hanging down.
And
there's a little boy, apparently, because there's a penis and balls. There's a naked little boy hanging from one of the tits by his mouth.
Oh, my God.
And then there is, there's a little girl in a dress with a word bubble that says, I want some, too. This is like shit you give to the FBI to find the kidnapper, you know.
Oh, God.
Significance in the nipple. You know, they don't care that they're stretch marked and saggy and wobble and everything. Everything that my breasts do and are, they...
Okay, see, this kind of points to me to, like, she's a lonely older woman who isn't exactly attracting the men folk, and...
She
wants a little physical attention, so let's turn to my kids. They don't care that they're stretch marked. They don't care that they're saggy. They love me for me.
Yeah.
And fuck me for me.
Yeah.
They like them so much, they even have names for them.
Their Christmas names are Melchior, for the one that's got most milk in it.
The one that's got most milk in it is the left
for the other one.
Boobior is the one that you call waking with a pink dot. Milkyor is the one without a pink dot because that has the most milk in it.
So what do you think is the right age then for stop breastfeeding?
Never.
Jesus. Never is the right age to stop breastfeeding.
Oh, that's not a sign at all.
Let's see if they get a similar answer from the mother. I wonder if they'll ask her, when do you think is a good age to stop?
Yeah.
Apart from breastfeeding.
I don't think anyone should ever stop breastfeeding.
Never. They won't breastfeed forever. It's just that simple. They will not breastfeed when they go to college or get married. It's never happened. It's never going.
Oh, but they will up until then?
Like, if they want.
Look, they'll stop when they go to college because they'll have to go to college. I'm not crazy. I know they'll stop eventually.
To happen. Once you're out in that big bad world, that's it. There is no safe haven.
Okay, sorry. They're just showing her sitting on the couch breastfeeding her daughter again. The daughter doesn't even fit on the... Her feet are hanging over the arm of the couch, off the couch. She doesn't even fit.
That's not
so
weird.
Being at mother's breast. To have given my children, just a few years out of my life, nothing really in the scheme of things. It's just such a small gift. Earth who gives us this food.
Oh, God. There is a man. Apparently the father's still in the... But he looks like he's having a stroke at the table. Like, they're at the dinner table right now saying grace, I guess.
Yeah.
Which, of course they're religious. But Dad looks like he's like 70 and like half his face is stroked out.
Oh.
And he might be asleep. I can't tell.
Son who makes it ripe and good. Dear earth, dear son, by you we live. Our loving thanks do you give.
Amen.
Wait, I got you some bread, Bethany.
Throughout their 9-year marriage, Veronica's husband Paul has always been completely supportive of her desire to breastfeed.
I've never thought that they're too old. I looked at them and thought, if my mother could see this now, she would probably have one or two things to say, and a lot more people as well. But it's none of their business.
Oh, God, they have family, videos. They're showing, a home video now of the mom in a pool breastfeeding.
Jesus!
Like, just any excuse to show kids sucking on nipples.
It's all breastfeeding, 24/7.
Well, the video is called Extraordinary Breastfeeding, but it does seem like that's a huge focus of this family, though.
That's all
Like,
they
what
care
do you want
about.
To talk about today? I don't know, breastfeeding? Did you see anything good on TV recently? No. You want to breastfeed? Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, there's not much left of the video.
Wiped it out.
I think people are scared. They're scared of breasts. They're scared of sexuality. They're scared of nakedness if it's to do with something natural, but they're not...
Oh, God. The little girl just let go of the nipple,
mm-hmm.
and the mom had said a little while ago, I don't have long nipples, mm-hmm. which is a weird thing to say anyway. Draw my nipples long, but I don't have long nipples. Well, she's wrong. She has nipples like my fingertip, like from the first knuckle to the tip. That's what her nipples are. They're like, they're not only long, they're fat.
They're fat.
They're like baby dicks.
Oh, God. Like, not the long nipple that's unusual, but kind of, hot in a way.
I've never seen a long nipple that I thought was hot.
Okay, I'm sorry. But the thick ones that, breastfeeding mothers have, those thick nipples. Gross.
I don't really... and you could say what you want about this.
Sausages,
This might say more about me than it does about the people in this video, but I don't really find nipples attractive, at all. There are nipples that don't bother me.
Yeah.
It's not like I find them hideous. But there are nipples that I do kind of find hideous. But I don't find nipples attractive. You a nipple guy? You're into those nips? You see a nipple and you get
going?
Excited?
No.
I see a nipple and I think, that's weird. That's weird.
I don't think weird, but I do think if I saw two sets of nipples, mm-hmm. I'd go, I prefer the one on the left.
Right, well, I could say that too.
As far as being attracted, no, I don't get off on it.
It's just weird to me because I know a lot of people are like boob guys. A lot of guys are breast guys. The one thing we're not allowed to show, on TV and in movies below a certain rating, is the nipple. You can wear a bikini that's like a triangle of fabric over the nipple, and everything else is fine. All the side boob you could ask for.
Yeah.
But the part you're not allowed to show is the nipple, which leads me to believe that the nipple is like the explicit sexual part.
that's weird, also, man.
The part that people focus on when they're like trying to provide pleasure via the breasts, you know, the suck on the nipples or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the nips, they don't do anything for me. In fact, sometimes they're gross. Like a large areola, you know, like fucking pancake. And they're sometimes they're dark or they're long or they're just nipples.
I think,
man.
All nipples, yeah. If you look close enough, it doesn't look.
If you look close enough, they're disgusting. It's like a pepperoni with a wart. It's disgusting. Yeah. They're really gross if you look too close.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Spongy.
Nips.
Scared of nakedness if it's a 20-year-old walking around with, you know, cleavage or belly buttons or whatever. I think we live in a very sad country, really, that has so much difficulty with feeding our children. And neither of them was missing out. They were both getting something special.
And in the early days, Dad wasn't going to be left out either.
Where's mine?
Oh, no.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
They didn't show it, but the dad was leaning down.
Oh, no!
Like he was gonna...
God.
He was gonna partake.
That's disgusting. Oh, what a sad, sad world we live in where, yeah, we're all so against sex and whatnot. But
yeah,
I think it's clearly sad that all your kids can think about is sucking on your tits. They can't even enjoy their childhood.
That's the thing.
Fucking
it's not
selfish,
like this
bitch.
It's not like this side thing in their life.
Yeah,
like I
clearly
said,
it's not.
You want to watch some TV? Want to whip your tits out? Yeah. Mom, it's not like a side thing, like, oh, I guess I'm hungry, might as well. No, it's like, this is what we do. This is our this defines our family.
Yes.
Our family centers around your tits.
And because of that extreme weird craziness, you couldn't, this is my theory, you couldn't sit down and try to rationalize that with this woman. As soon as there's like some objection or someone asks a question, like, do you think this is weird? And explains why. I could picture her just going, interview over. You fascists, you know, you don't understand.
I've talked before about how I'm not really a boob guy and I don't really understand it. Yeah. And, you know, I was just talking about ugly nipples.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a time when I said something vaguely like that. In my, like, within earshot of my mom, maybe I was talking to my mom.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what exactly was said because I know I never would have walked up to my mom and been like, you know what I like, Mom? I'm kind of an ass guy, maybe a leg guy, but I'm not really into the boobs.
What do you say there?
Yeah, what do you have to say to that? So I know that didn't happen. I don't know how it came up, but I feel like I remember my mom once saying something about how, you know, the breasts are a sexual organ. And basically she was starting to make me uncomfortable because she was taking this in the whole, I was a woman long before I was your mother direction.
Yes.
And as much as I accept that, you know, logically, I don't need to hear about it.
Yeah.
You know, you may have been a woman long before you were my mother, but now you're my mother. So shut up.
Yeah.
You don't get to do that anymore. You don't get to be a woman. I'm sorry. You traded in your woman card. Well, anyway, we got two voicemails we should probably play. And one of them kind of harkens back to what you were bringing up a little while ago.
Hey guys, it's Miss Nick again. I was listening to the episode on the way to work and you mentioned like the urine eggs. I was wondering if you heard of the 100-year eggs. Might worth having a look at. They look kind of gross. Basically, they've just been kept around for 100 years and people eat them. They sell for like hundreds of dollars. With regards to Orion saying that meat from scared animals tastes worse, that's because the adrenaline turns the meat black, which is why when you are stunning an animal before you kill it, you've got to make sure they're like as happy as you can and then just like bam, get them. And there was something else. I can't remember. I'll call back. I gotta go to work now. Okay, bye.
Okay, so you were talking about the animals, why they don't taste as good when
adrenaline turns the meat black.
I don't know that I believe that.
I don't recall reading that part.
Well, it makes me wonder. Back in the day, before industrialized farming and everything, when people were way back, when people were hunter-gatherers, living in caves and going out and spearing buffalo, were they always eating black meat?
Yeah.
Just all the time, every time we ate an animal, it was black meat.
Because the buffalo, they're always like, oh, shit.
And you're telling me every animal that is slaughtered and I get their meat at the grocery store, they were all chilling when they died? They were all like, yeah, man, this is pretty cool.
Sippity-doo-da.
Shot in the head.
Sippity. Yeah, no, no.
None of them were scared ever. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
And black, it turns it black. You'd think I would hear about that at some point. If it turns it black, like that's a pretty, like if it was just a flavor thing, then you wouldn't, like you couldn't see it. Yeah. And I could see maybe that it just never would have come across it. But
visually, I think people would start talking. Yeah. And you'd hear about that by now.
I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, Jesus. But
as for the 100-year eggs,
I've heard about that. Yeah,
I haven't until the voicemail. But I just typed in 100-year egg in Google, and it brought up some pictures. And if that's what this is, it looks disgusting. Like the white of the egg looks like amber. Like it's this dark brown solid, and the yolk is green. It looks like something you would never want to eat, ever, 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 ever,
Why would
ever.
Anyone want to?
It looks
that up
really and gross. And for what reason would, like, you have to have so much money? Like you have to have so much money. You're like, I don't even fucking. I'm throwing it away. Like I burn it in the fireplace to keep warm, and I still have more. What the fuck am I going to do with all this money? Well, I guess I could try one of these century eggs. Maybe it'll kill me, and I won't have to worry about my money anymore. Why, at what point is your like, and 100 years, the person who decided to preserve these eggs probably isn't going to be alive when they're ready to be eaten.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? Yeah. Somebody thought of this idea and they were like, somebody 100 years from now is going to eat this egg and God damn it, they're going to love the shit out of it. And I don't care if I'm not there. I'm happy with the idea. It's nuts.
Yeah. They're reading their diary. Oh, just kidding, guys. Joke's on you. Disease.
Well, next voicemail, I guess, because I don't have a lot more to say about disgusting, rotten eggs from 100 years ago.
Okay, I remembered. When I was in college, we had like, like in the buildings, there were two doors. One was in front. They were all like connected to the same bit, but one of them was opposite the stairs going up. And the other one was opposite a corridor, you know, so you wouldn't get, you know, like bottleneck situations and like that thing that happened in China with students like falling over each other and dying. But yeah, so I'm going through this door and there's a girl behind me. So I open the door for her, leave it open. She went, oh, no, thanks, as though she was going upstairs and then just went through the other door anyway. And I just thought, like, you know, what a bitch, like just being nice. I don't quite understand that story of that woman complaining that some guy held the door open for her, unless she's just like some insane fucking feminist that's like, I don't need no man. Okay, well, have a good show, I guess.
Yeah, the thing about holding the door open for people, the only thing I can think of, I just thought of this now, I hadn't thought of this last week, is that maybe they have some kind of like weird phobia about it, like it's a weird OCD thing. Like they know it's not an issue, but for some reason in their head they can't allow you to hold it. They have to do it. Like, you know, you have to close the door three times before you go to bed at night or else something bad will happen. So that's the only thing I can think of. But
or superstition.
Yeah. But I doubt it. I don't know. Miss Nick is kind of a sexist trying to hold the door open for women.
Well, yeah, just fuck everybody, apparently. I've never had that happen to me. Never.
Drop the door on them. Miss Nick on the Facebook said, so you can set a username on here? Miss Nick has been taken. What is this travesty? Who is this imposter? And so there's a Miss Nick on Facebook. And she's some kind of weird, disgusting, like goth,
looking her up,
horror chick who never wears pants.
Oh, what?
And while in theory, I'm okay with the never wears pants part, because, you know, chicks not wearing pants, I'm cool with that. But this chick is kind of gross. And I don't understand. She's like this fetishist kind of chick. She's got tattoos all over, which I don't care about.
What's like the age?
It's hard to say because she has a gross face.
Okay.
And people with gross faces look older because it's all mangled.
Yeah.
It could be 20s, maybe 30s.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say any older than 30s, but probably 20s. I don't know. Have you seen these chicks? Like they're kind of gothy and they're there's this sort of like subculture of like horror fanatics. Like in her profile picture, she's holding a knife and a bloody handkerchief. And like, I guess that's cool. I don't know. Like, I get it. I've seen blood before.
I get it.
Like, I kill people. I don't, but like, I like to pretend that I do. I don't really get it. Like, it's not hot. It's kind of gross that you're like bloody.
It's just dumb.
And they always do like weird, disgusting fashion things. Like the tattoos don't bother me. I kind of like tattoos, but they get them all over, which I don't necessarily like.
They
but again,
fade and look disgusting.
But again, the tattoos aren't a big deal to me. But then they always do weird, disgusting things with their hair. Like this chick has like colored streaks in her hair, but black hair. That in and of itself doesn't bother me. Like that could even be hot if done right.
Mm-hmm.
But then she's got it all pulled back weird. Like it's pulled back over her the top of her head, but then somehow is still down. I don't know. And then it looks like she shaved under it, which is a look that doesn't look good on anyone.
Industrial.
It didn't look good on the weird rednecks with the rat tails in the early 90s, and it doesn't look good on goth chicks now.
Yeah.
And she over-tweaks her eyebrows. Like they kind of... They arc way too high on the outsides and like fade away to nothingness.
Mm.
And she's extremely pale, like artificially pale. Like she's probably putting lighter foundation on her face, which I don't understand. She just looks gross. And
yeah.
I don't get it.
And that's the Miss Nick.
And that's Miss Nick on Facebook. So I'm sorry, Miss Nick.
That's a shame.
Yeah. If you murdered her, I wouldn't blame you. Miss Nick also says she likes the YouTube user It's Kingsley Bitch. He reminds her of us.
I don't know who that is.
Well, I wasn't sure either, but once I checked it out, I do recognize the guy. I've seen him before on YouTube.
I hate when guys wear skinny jeans. I hate when people drink directly out of a carton. Like, if I'm in the house with you and we're sitting up here sharing this motherfucking milk, why the fuck do you think you can just put your mouth all up on it and just drink the shit? What the fuck are you doing? I hate when I'm on chat roulette and I'm trying to connect with somebody and all I see is penis. I hate when you go buy a movie like I did. I got Sorority Row and then they have it in this stupid ass cover. What the fuck am I supposed to do with this? What the fuck do I need all this extra shit for? I don't need this. Don't give me this. You just wasting fucking trees and shit all over this fucking movie. I just want this and the motherfucking disc. What the fuck do...
Okay.
I only meant to throw the first word.
he just threw shit and scared himself. So it's a really effeminate black man.
Ah, okay.
And
it's like the Daily Pith bullshit we read. Yeah.
Yeah, this particular video is called Things I Hate. And yeah, it is very much like the little things I hate part of the Daily Pith. Yeah. But he does a lot of talking about... like celebrities and stuff and like how this celebrity be tripping, you know, that kind of shit. And I don't know. He reminds you of us?
Because
we complain, if it's not, I guess.
I don't quite get what she means by that. She's referencing like, this reminded me of you guys because, you know, that whole Daily Pith thing. Then I get it.
Mm.
But yeah, if it's...
I mean, I am a gay black man, but... But
guy,
I would never buy Sorority Row on
this
DVD.
Guy, his personality just screamed Kyle. I don't know. Kyle and Orion, if they merged into one body, they'd be a gay black man.
Well, if two became one, yeah, maybe we would become a gay black man. With our powers combined, we are gay black men. Could be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I only steal the pretty cars.
I guess I don't really have any more to say about that.
Well,
I just thought it was odd.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. So, what's going on with you this week?
Well, speaking of black guys, I was watching John Oliver's New York stand-up, and I guess he had one last year, so it's not like a first-time deal. Anyway, there were some comedians, and this one brought up this one joke, and it made me think, so I thought we could talk about it.
Okay.
In the, basically, think of this. If as a child you were told Santa was black,
okay,
and then later found out he wasn't real, would you be as upset about it?
all the while,
Santa's black, and then they tell you he's not real. Would you be as upset?
I
would be relieved.
I think if I'm being honest, I think, yes, I would be just as upset about it because I've been told my whole life that this magical man who brings me toys is black. That, if anything, would give me a good impression of black people. Yeah. So probably wouldn't be very racist.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, if anything, it might make me a racist. Because now I know the one good black person in the world isn't real.
Yeah. God.
That's crazy. Oh, man.
Sometimes I say things like that, and like, I'm not even sure what I think of myself afterwards.
You have to wonder, yeah. Sometimes I say some shit, and I wonder what people, just tuning in, you know, like, first show ever. Like,
right.
Oh, fuck.
The one good black person in the world? What am I listening to? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think I would be just as disappointed.
Yeah, me too. When I was young, I had a black friend, and I was never weirded out. No,
I'm not wasn't racist. Weirded out. I have a black friend.
Yeah, it wasn't like that. I had a black friend and I didn't call him my black friend. So I think I would be just as disappointed if I found out black Santa wasn't real.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What if you found out black people weren't real? Like today, like the whole time, it's all been a hoax. It's been like some kind of Truman Show experiment that they've been playing.
Oh,
like
man.
Some prank.
Oh, what would I do?
Could you imagine the looks like, gotcha! You're on TV.
The weight that would lift off my shoulders.
All these black people have either been CGI or like prosthetics and makeup.
Oh, man. Like Aldi and I, during the summer, will walk two places at night, kind of late.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always having a good time. Like, we're just walking. It's cool. But I'm always in like defense mode. Like waiting for some guy to pop out and walk towards us. And I don't know why. So she looks over to me all the time. She's like, why are you mad? What's up? And I'm like, just shut up. Just let me do my thing. I'm just in. I got to look the look. I can't be all happy and shit. Then they pop out. And
everybody knows black people hate happiness. They hate it. But they're attracted to it. They can smell your happiness, and they'll come because they figure happiness means money. So yes. They smell your happiness. They come
exactly
looking for money. And then if you don't have money, oh God, you're even more fucked now because now they're mad.
Yeah. So I got to look mean. So,
right. You have to look bigger than the bear.
And I don't like doing that. It just makes me down. So it'd be a tremendous relief. I could walk anywhere I wanted at any time of night. No worries.
Because white people, their noses don't work as well. Well, because they're not as big. So they can't smell the happiness.
And they stay inside like they should.
Well, yeah, most of them.
So, but anyway.
Okay. So racism, check.
Yes.
It's been a good show.
Yes.
Where are we at? Let me see here. This is a pretty decent length. You got anything else you want to cover?
I think I'm done.
All right. Well, in that case, as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
You can always check out the forums. I just had a terrible thought.com/forum. We've been getting a lot of French spam lately.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I've been doing my best to get in there, ban the users, and delete it.
It's tough. Yeah.
But Marleykins made a post today about stopping all the spam.
Yeah. Because it's all your fault.
I'm trying. Like, there's nothing I can really do except ban them and delete it.
Yeah.
And it's not like she said, I should go back and ban all these old accounts, which I can do, but it takes forever because I have to do them one at a time, which is why there are so many like spam accounts. But most of the time, they don't actually post any spam. They just make spam profiles and just leave it at that. These new spam posts, I'm pretty sure, are coming from new accounts.
Yeah.
So there's nothing I can do.
Keep coming back. Yeah. What can you do?
The only thing I can do is catch them before they post anything and then ban them. But like, I'm not on the forums 24 hours a day. So I've been doing my best. There are a couple posts I haven't deleted because somebody responded to them. Why you're responding to the spam posts, I don't know.
Derp.
But if somebody responds to a spam post and then I delete the spam post, then you look like you're crazy. Like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Like, because Miss Nick was the last one I saw. There was a big, long spam post in French that seemed to be at least partially about porn, amateur porn, I think. And Miss Nick posted something like, I've never seen any amateur French porn. But this was at the end of a long thread about one of the episodes. So if I deleted the French spam post, it would just be like, racism, racism, racism. You know, I've never seen any French porn. And Miss Nick's just out of her fucking mind. She just resurrected this thread from like weeks and weeks ago to talk about French amateur porn. So I didn't delete that one.
Yeah.
But I've mostly been going in there and deleting them. If you really can't handle it, then I think you need to see some kind of like psychiatrist or something, because there's something wrong with you. Yeah. Like if it's really bothering you, like I see a spam post and my head catches fire, then that's a problem.
It's a different level of OCD. Yeah.
And of course, there's always the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/idgehat and twitter.com/idgehat. And that's it, right?
Yes. Well,
and donate.
And donate.
Send me all of your monies.
And that should do it, guys. Thanks for listening. We will check you next week.
Yay!